Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. In each episode of How to Matter, I suggest one tip you may find useful as you pursue making a difference to people who make a difference to you. How much have you heard lately about the value of listening? We're all supposed to become good listeners. We should pay attention. We should always try to process what the person is saying. We should not interrupt. The list goes on and on and on. But the point is that one of the great social skills is being a good listener. I'm coming to believe that that is probably nonsense. I think in contemporary society, in contemporary social exchange, the key is to become a good talker. Why? Because as near as I can tell, no one is listening. At least they're not listening all that much. Do I have any evidence for that? A couple of things are probably worth sharing. How many times have you had a conversation with someone else when they started talking while you were still talking? That's a sure sign that they weren't listening. They were practicing their talking skills. Another example, how many times have you started to say something and about halfway through making whatever your point is, the other person picks up as if they already knew what you were going to say? They finish your statement for you, or at least try to finish your statement for you. It can be pretty annoying. They obviously weren't listening either. They were in the process of anticipating what you were going to say. And it's like playing a quiz game or something. Just as soon as they thought they got it, they hit the buzzer. They finished your statement for you. It's pretty clear to me that talking is the skill we should all really work on. We should become aggressive talkers. We should become assertive talkers. We should learn the skill of being able to anticipate what other people are saying so we can finish their sentences for them. Above all, don't waste your time listening. Focus on talking. Let me share with you an illustration that speaks to the point, I think.
Do you recall those long-gone days when taking turns was a serious priority, when small children were taught, coached, and cajoled with the edict, "We take turns"? This core social principle applied most everywhere and with most activities. Good children were polite, had good manners, and, of course, took turns. The taking turns rule applied nowhere more than when interacting verbally with others. Teachers, parents, and adults more generally told us interrupting was rude and listening to more than one person at a time was not possible or was at least not something they could do. The taking turns rule served us well until the advent of asynchronous communication. It has been around forever, but when it showed up in the telephone, the simple orderliness of taking turns was doomed. At first, either you could talk or I could talk, but quickly telephone technology allowed both of us to talk at the same time. It has been all downhill from there. I blame it on the telephone, since the alternative is to attribute our propensity for asynchronous communication to a major uptick in rudeness and bad manners. Whatever the cause, concurrent asynchronous communication, CAC, has become much more the norm than the exception. I don't have any prevalence data, but I'm sure it is so common we hardly notice. It usually doesn't go so far as everyone talking at once, but it comes close. Becoming a better listener is a reasonable goal, but here is the problem. People don't take turns talking these days. Mostly they talk asynchronously. They try finishing each other's sentences, too impatient to let the person finish. The sentence finisher then becomes the talker, assuming the original talker acquiesces. They talk over each other. Person 2 starts talking while person 1 is still talking. Either person 1 gives in or person 2 backs off. Either way, neither has much of a clue what the other said while they were both talking. It is a contest repeated over and over during their conversation, but neither seems to notice the competition. We could bemoan the emergence of CAC and complain about how common it has become, but it would still be more the norm than the exception. Better is to accept it and develop the skills needed to effectively participate in day-to-day conversations. The challenge is learning the new skills CAC requires, and simply being a good listener and taking turns won't cut it.
There are several ways of thinking about the illustration. One is that yes, we should be polite. We should take turns. We should listen when other people are talking. That's generally a pretty good idea. And the idea includes the notion that we should simply wait until the other person stops talking. Unfortunately, I know a few people who can talk endlessly. That means if you actually decided to stop and wait until they stopped talking, you might take an hour, a day, who knows how long. It could take a very long time outwaiting them. That, in many situations, won't work. The same applies with people who interrupt, who finish your sentences, and so on and so on. If you're patient with them, if you simply capitulate, if you let them go ahead and do that sort of thing and behave as if that is perfectly acceptable, normal behavior, you will never get a chance to talk. You'll never get a chance to complete your thought. You'll never get a chance to say whatever it is you have to say. It's certainly important that you develop some solid talking skills. That brings me to today's tip. If it happens to be your boss who is finishing your statements, interrupting when you're talking, and generally being rude and insensitive, there may not be a great deal you can do about it. You may have to just suck it up, be patient, and this too shall pass. Alternatively, if you're dealing with your children, your friends, or people in other social situations where there isn't this real power differential, there is one little technique you can use that you may find helpful. Hold up your hand and say, "Please stop. I have something I want to say. I will appreciate it if you will listen until I have said what I need to say. I'll lower my hand when I'm finished. Can we make that deal? Will you listen?" What will happen? Sure, someone sometime might react to that. They might get angry. They might become even more obnoxious. But not one person in 10 will do anything other than stop and wait while you say what you have to say. Yep, that brings us back to the becoming assertive and aggressive, becoming a really good talker that I talked back earlier about. When you say, "Stop, wait, I have something to say," you're exercising your newfound talking skills. So the tip in a nutshell: hand up, speak up, and then say what you have to say as succinctly and as clearly and assertively as you're capable. Deliver your message and stop. Once you've done that, you can go back to being polite, remembering that there is almost never a good excuse for bad manners. But sometimes we simply need to hand up, speak up, say what you have to say. Thanks for listening to this episode of How to Matter. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My website is howtomatter.net, where you can find everything you need to know about getting in touch or subscribing to the podcast. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.